Hello and welcome to Shield Bash. I am Britt. I'll be your GM. To my right,
Mark playing Artemis Quinfrig, Esquire, Knife Master Rogue.
Charlton Tria played by Neil, Flame Dancer Bard.
Jason playing Tam Westcrown, official Slayer of Devils.
Curtis playing Ronan, and that's the thing.
Ronan has a thing?
You know the thing.
By that thing.
And that other thing. The other thing.
And Pete.
Stop rhyming, I mean it.
And Pete playing...
Anybody want a peanut?
And Pete playing Meta.
Hey, what's up?
Sorry, I couldn't let that go by without finishing it.
The master of the smoke jutsu.
Smoke jutsu. Ooh.
Been rewatching a lot of Naruto.
I was going to say, where is the Leaf Village headband that Will was wearing last time?
That's my profile pic for him. If he calls me ever, that's what's going to come up.
Yeah, that was such a good picture of him, too. I'm sure he's very happy about that.
He actually pointedly said that how horrible that picture was. He's like, God, that picture was terrible.
Every time I see the villain Orochimaru show up with his big serpents, I think of Will.
Mm-hmm. The important thing is, I know who the hell it is. It doesn't matter. Sorry. Sorry about your luck. As they say.
Your profile picture is you wearing your Viking helmet. I think it's actually the same one you have on the website.
Probably. Yeah.
Yep.
I like that helmet. Wish it would stay on better, but, you know.
Grow your hair out.
Yeah, that's what I'm working on right now.
And your beard.
Get a bigger head.
Yeah. I was gonna say, get a bigger head.
Yeah.
And a beard.
And a beard. Yeah, yeah. Or I could just pat it.
And a cool mustache.
That's what the hair is for.
Well, with the size of my head and my hair, I need the padding too, you know.
Grow longer.
I'm just saying.
I would like to see you. Like, I have no idea what your hair would look like long. Like, if it'd be poofed up like a mini fro, or if it'd get really long. And
I could see him with a big old perm.
Long fro. It's long flowing locks like his voice.
What's a big perm?
I mean,
big worm.
Or if you get like the big Fabio locks, where it's just
that's how it would be. Big Fabio locks.
Britt, you could go with a mullet, all business in the front, right, and all party in the back.
Right. Or if it's all curly, like Lou Ferrigno, you know.
I'd love to have a huge afro myself, but I don't think I'm equipped for that. Darn it.
Well, not with that attitude. I know. Just gotta strive.
I know.
You could do. I believe in you.
I could probably do it.
Hey, listeners, for the low donation cost of $4.99, we will get Britt a big old fro with a pick.
With a pick. I know somebody that'll handle the perm.
Shout out to anybody that wants to donate for that. You can come and play with us.
Sweetie.
Yeah, if you donate the full $4.99, you definitely can.
However much money that is.
It's about $5,000.
Okay.
I was wondering where the decimal was myself, but yeah.
You need to get you grow you a Joe Dirt special, get you some PBR.
Well, I could do one of those a lot easier than the other. Yeah, I just can't bring myself to do the mullet.
It's Joseph, after Halloween, you can find those mullets everywhere.
I was going to say, I have heard they are making a comeback, but...
Joseph Dirte, it's dirt, don't purdy it up.
So, how you guys been?
Been good. A little sleepy today, but other than that, you know,
very well, thank you.
I know one of my buddies who had coronavirus tested negative on Friday, so we were very happy about that.
That's just good. Yeah.
He lived, yay.
Like, even better, yeah. Yep.
Was that Nick?
No, Nick has coronavirus.
He just got tested for it.
Oh.
I haven't heard back yet from him.
The owner and operator of the Opera House, one of my favorite beverage stations in Hillsboro, Illinois, shout out, he just came back from a bout with the coronavirus, and he was healthy and happy and slinging drinks last night.
Sweet.
Like, literally slinging?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He slides them right down the bar to you.
And since we recorded last month, another buddy of mine who lives in Florida... His whole family has recovered because all four of them got it, and
we know this guy too, don't we?
No, you know both of them.
Yep. Wow. Congrats.
Huzzah there.
Amen. Anybody else got a corona victim they know about?
That survived, preferably?
Preferably.
No new news here.
All right.
Red Mountain Devil.
I've never been tested, so yeah, who knows?
Isn't that a drink?
Yeah, I think so.
It was fucking delicious, too.
Yes.
Where can we buy this?
And we need to post that online.
Yeah, we do. Farmageddon here in Farmer City coming up in April.
It's
So about 2 months after you hear this.
I don't remember the dates. I think it's April 24th, 25th, 26th.
Oh, wait, I
check
got
it
this.
Out on Farmageddon137.com. You can also find the links on our Facebook page and our Podbean sites. Run through the Knights of the Octagon charity, which you can also donate to through smile.amazon.com.
Like I do.
Couple of other drinks too, right there. We did the Red Mountain Devil, and there were one or two others.
There was like 15 drinks.
Backdoor mudslides.
No, next year.
Oh my god! Wow.
That wasn't a drink. That was in the parking lot.
No, okay. I heard Brent talking about it. I just wasn't sure. I presumed it was a drink. Hi, Brent.
Speaking of which, I'm just now reading his last message in our group chat. I'm like,
telling us to go fuck ourselves?
Yeah, almost. Heads up, guys.
This would be Brent, who designed our logo.
There's some weirdos in this group. Someone messaged me asking me to meet up in the woods for a naked satanic ritual, and then they didn't even show up.
I know, right? The nerve of some people.
So Farmageddon in 2021, this will be Farmageddon 8, April 23rd, 24th, and 25th. That's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Pathfinder 1E, 2E, Starfinder, and possibly 5th, D&D 5th edition if those guys get their shit together.
And maybe Warhammer 40K.
Yeah, maybe a tournament depending on how that pans out as well.
YDD.
All of this stuff to be determined by law.
We have full bar and full kitchen, too.
Pretty and it is an awesome time, just saying.
We generally have fun, too. Yeah, generally.
Not generally, always.
And the best part about it is probably from where all you're sitting and listening out there in our worldwide audience, I should say.
Exactly.
Is that you actually get a chance to play with and or at the tables that we are running. Yes, that's right. Your podcast personalities, the Shield Bash crew, mans all the tables. At Shield Bash.
Yeah, but you have to guess who we are. We don't tell you. We have to figure it out.
Dude, we pass out name badges every time. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
We usually wear the shirts that say Shield Bash. And like our pictures are online and stuff.
I didn't say it would be hard.
Hey, if you can read English, you're disqualified from guessing.
And unashamedly, we pass out business cards at the table so we're at.
No. Oh, you could say unabashedly.
Oh! All right, now that Brett's off the podcast, who's going to DM? I shouldn't just leave mine in a stack and just be like, everybody take one, or I get free hits.
I throw them at people like shurikens.
I also do that.
A little gambit action there, huh?
Yeah. But it is a great time. I mean, as far as like small, mid-sized con, best bang for your buck ever. Lots of prizes because, again, like Jason said, we don't have huge crowds yet, so we have a lot of prizes usually, so your chances of winning are better than anywhere else.
And all proceeds go to charity.
Which should just make you feel good deep down inside.
Actually, we usually fill up pretty good. I don't think we have too many. In fact, I think this year's restriction was the number of tables was because of COVID, wasn't it?
Well,
no.
No, the reason we had a smaller crowd this year is because we had to change dates, and then we just didn't have that many people sign up this year.
Yeah, some people didn't want to come because of COVID.
Right.
Also, some people, like, we were very close. We were about 2 weeks in front of Gen Con Online, so some people didn't want to deal with those so close together. But generally speaking, we didn't really see a huge reduction in numbers because we do have a limited number of people that can come because of the venue. And we're not, like, it's the largest venue in town, so we're not going to be growing much beyond that, but...
We like what it offers.
Yes, and...
We have room for a small number of more people, but not many.
Well, yeah. The other option would be to get tents and put them outside.
Great. Yeah.
We actually did talk about that, but I don't know if that's really a possibility.
Well, actually, we had a... expressed interest from a LARPing group that wanted to come check out and use the outside, not, you know.
Oh, I remember that, actually.
That ended up not... Like, we ended up just having base games this year because, you know, people not wanting to be out and exposed in groups, but we were looking at the LARP group, a Warhammer tournament, and I believe a different vendor wanted to come in, a minis painter also was interested in setting up a booth. Mm. Lots of stuff, but... hopefully we'll run all that stuff next year, and if not, we will still have all of our raffles and donations and prizes and restaurants, game materials, products.
And hopefully Stephen Ingram won't win everything.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, special to you.
Somebody's
this year
just got to outpay him, outspend him.
Play to win, man.
Yeah.
Yep. So,
Dirty bastard, Stephen Ingram.
I think he knows, dude.
Shout out, Steve. Woo!
He knew what was happening.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Hi, Steve. We're going to eat a dolphin, Steve. No, we're going to pet. We're going to pet a dolphin. Oh, we're going to pet a dolphin, Steve.
Can you eat one? Let me introduce you to my porpoise. Those ain't chicken strips.
Don't say that. That's what we serve at Farmageddon.
And they're delicious.
Yes, they are.
They really are quite tasty.
Another thing about this year at Farmageddon, even though the COVID and all the scheduling and everything, we did have a large number of first-timers to Farmageddon,
yeah,
which was very, very cool.
Yeah, even with the COVID and all that going, yeah, on, that's way cool.
Yeah, we got a late entry from a guy in Chicago whose name I saw, and I was like, that guy's probably like, I was picturing this very stereotypical Scotsman, right? And he was of Chinese descent. And I was just like, oh, that's not what I was picturing. But he said he had a good time, so.
Shout out to you, too.
Yeah. I'm sorry that I don't remember your name.
He was a good Starfinder player. I had him at a table or two. Had a lot of fun.
I did have a lot of fun with him, too.
Had a lot of fun with everybody.
They were giving me flack because I was playing a pre-gen, and I wasn't playing him the way his pre-gen alignment was, and it was pretty funny.
You? I don't believe that for a minute.
Well, nah. At least he didn't say, get off me, Rainbow Bright.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Yeah, I ran all three Bonekeep scenarios this last time, and I discovered Bonekeep 1, pretty fucking scary. Bonekeeps 2 and 3, not so much. They're less intimidating.
Really?
Yeah, there's a lot less like ongoing status effects and stuff like that. Because you're supposed to carry over things from the previous ones, but you like a good enough group, they're just going to be able to heal that stuff during the session. So like there, it's gone. Okay.
Problem solved.
I'm just glad that second edition has come out, because now that it has, I don't think Paizo is going to come and find you, because the first rule of Bonekeep is you don't talk about Bonekeep.
Right.
And you just broke that rule, Jason.
Well, I've broken that rule several times. but if the Paizo police want to come knocking at my door, I will...
And sit down and play?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will just, you know, run the game for them.
There you go. Problem solved.
Yep. Now I'll remind them of the first rule in the core rulebook.
Have fun.
Yeah.
Actually, it's...
this game
the
is
rules
yours
are a guideline.
Yeah, the rules are, you know, made up and can be changed based on need at the table or desire at the table.
So
you
there.
You just got to, you know, you can't change it arbitrarily, but if your table decides that that's the way it is and the way you want to run it, that's what that table decides.
So there.
And then I'll also remind them about first edition flanking rules.
So, there we were on Smuggler Shiv.
What is that thing in the air? I believe it's a butterfly.
I believe it's named after that awesome drink that we had at Farmageddon.
Why is the sand wet underneath Ronan?
It's a thin cushion.
Underneath Ronan?
why is there a river of yellow running down Ronan's leg? Why is Ronan quivering?
It's like dry sand, wet, moist sand, dry sand, dry sand.
So, yeah.
Moist.
Last episode, the gang made it down into what is affectionately known as... Crab Cove, I believe. Let me check. Yeah, let's call it that for today.
I like it.
Normally totally covered underwater, not just puddles. And we're going to head out to check out the shipwreck, and then a winged creature has decided to visit. Top of round one, we got Ronan.
Ronan is going to shoot it twice.
Did I miss something, Jim?
No, I was just waiting for Pete to jump in with his quip.
Yeah. So, you said this is Crab Cove, right?
I believe so, yeah.
So this is where Jarwin got him.
Could be.
I was thinking you were going to say this is where Pezcock's from.
Shoot it twice, Ronan.
Okay, so maybe not twice, but the first time I shoot at it, I have a... One moment here. I switched pages.
And this is good. I need crabs in Genshin Impact, so if I can gather some of these, then you could email Genshin Impact and tell them I have a bunch. I'd appreciate that.
All right, this...
We'll email everybody and tell them you have crabs.
Appreciate that.
That first roll is a 15.
And he is currently flat-footed since he hasn't acted yet, correct?
Correct.
All right. And you said 15.
Yes.
Negatory, sir. Arrow 2.
16.
That will get it.
Magic number.
That is 7 points of damage.
7 points.
Noise.
Oh, hang on. I'm going to 5 foot step.
By all means, 5 foot step.
I'm going to hide behind
the grid is more visible on the yellow areas, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't go back and draw those all in. Sorry, guys. I ran out of steam.
Well, it did take you like 3 hours to do the rest, so I don't really blame you.
So, what's Meta going to do?
Meta is going to cast a spell, Obscuring Mist. I cannot see the grid lines. So, would someone draw a 20-foot radius around Meta for smoke? And she's going, all right, guys. Remember, if we don't have to kill it, we shouldn't.
Uh-huh.
To which Ronan retorts, kill it! Kill it! Any of you guys ever used to watch Ren and Stimpy?
Oh, yes. Loved it. Yeah.
Powdered Toast Man.
Powdered Toast Man.
Are you clinging tenaciously to my buttocks? His butt whistles when he flies.
Stimpy, I'm going to kill you. So stay there, right on that spot. But first, I got to take a whiz.
But Ren...
Yeah, the first couple of seasons of that was hilarious. Oh, man.
It rolls downstairs, it rolls under chairs, rolls over your neighbor's dog.
Log, log, everyone wants a log.
It's better than bad, it's good.
It's log, better than bad, it's log. Log.
Everybody needs a log.
Is my dear and sword.
Log is a wonderful a log.
I'm working on it, it's hard. Log, log, it's better than bad, it's good.
It's a special request for Jarwin, the Happy Happy Joy Joy song.
Happy, happy, joy, joy.
Happy.
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 I don't think you're happy.
Joy.
Happy, oh, happy, Ren.
Joy, joy.
It's my favorite, oh, Pretty Kitty.
That's gorgeous.
How high up is this guy?
20.
He'd be just out of it, right?
Yeah. It's 20 foot, Stimpy.
Is it a 20-foot sphere, I guess?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I mean, he's going to have to get into it to attack us anyway. Yeah.
I would assume so.
Cube? Square? Sphere?
Sphere.
Well, it's definitely not cube.
Cloud.
Okay.
It does say sphere. A radius.
Yeah, it'd be a sphere.
So that would be a sphere, yeah. But does it dome?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what
we're saying, like, because it's a sphere, you know, it's...
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He is technically out of it because he's right on the edge, but he's up.
Okay.
But he's 20 foot up, so his feet would basically be touching it.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a heck of a turn. Anything else? Meta.
No. That'd be it.
Alrighty then. That would make it Tam's turn.
Well, Tam can't see anything, so she's going to prepare to attack it. She's got her sword out. Should it come within striking distance?
That's right. Fair point. You can't see anything yet either, huh?
Shouldn't be my turn, actually, though, because Jarwin beat me.
Jarwin should have been before Tam.
And he's got a higher initiative.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you both rolled 16, but Jarwin's was better, right? I will correct it. Jarwin, what do you want to do?
Jarwin is going to 5 foot step, and then he's going to begin performing his Song of Fire, Inspire Courage thingy, so we can now see through the fog.
Is that the technical term?
I'm not really sure the technical term.
I think we know what the technical term is, and you're just trying to avoid saying it.
Yeah.
The fiery gaze?
Song of Fiery Gaze, we can see through the fire.
I need the thingy. There's a burning flame, and it makes
a fiery ring.
I fell for you like a child.
Did we just get some harmony action going there? Is that what's going
on? Sounded like it.
Jeez. I fell in to a ring of fire.
That'll be his turn.
Okay. Fiery gaze, and moved in to surround Ronan? Not really, but kind of. All right. So, Tam, same action?
Yeah.
Okay. Artie.
All right. So, the devil is 20 feet in the air. Now I can see it now because suddenly the blinders are taken off my eyes magically by, Jarwin's wonderful dancing and singing. So I'm still quite a bit distance from them. So I will move forward to behind Ronan, which is what, about 15 feet looks like from here? 10 feet. I'll move up 10 feet, and that should put me in striking distance of the Red Mountain Devil 2, and I'll shoot it with my bow.
With a bow? Absolutely.
The Red Mountain Devil 2.0.
Let's see. It cannot see me coming, and it is flat-footed in the air.
And you got buffs.
That makes me have a 15.
A 15 altogether. And he is still flat-footed, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Dammers. Let's see here. Where do I do that thing? Sorry. No.
Twang. So close. Twang.
Unless he finds a way to sing us, he's going to pretty much remain flat-footed.
Missed it by one.
Uh-huh.
All right, so that's my 10.
Great.
But I will go ahead and put up the bow and pull my dagger out.
Going to daggers.
Just drop it.
Remember, you move 10 feet.
Oh, never mind. I will hang on to the bow.
I was
going to
say, you could drop it if you want.
No, nope, you can hang on to it just in case.
All right. This is, of course, something I should have anticipated, but neglected to.
It is our first time doing this tactic.
Right, yeah.
Also, the Red Mountain Devil couldn't have anticipated this.
No, that's true, too. So
come and get me.
That's a bit meta, isn't it?
Yarp.
Yeah.
What about meta?
See what I did there, didn't you?
I did.
He's going to use his scent ability.
Scent doesn't work like that.
Say it's going to slow him down quite a bit.
Scent is a standard. Is it a move?
Yeah, it's a move action.
Oh,
yeah.
I stand corrected.
Yeah. But still, it really destroys the action economy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it sucks.
And we would still be able to have the concealment to stab him.
And you would be, absolutely. Totally prepared for it. It's not exactly an intelligent creature, but it's no dummy either. I don't know, if I'm conveying what I'm trying to necessarily, but...
Morale check to see if it flees?
Well, under the circumstances, all of a sudden, his targets are gone. More or less, right? So...
Well, I mean, he knows we're there. He just doesn't know our exact locations. It would just be whether how badly he wants us or not.
And it is probably used to hunting things through the foliage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Through the what?
Foliage.
The what?
Foliage.
Okay.
I'll just keep saying it.
It's like okay. Cool whip. Cool whip.
Cool whip.
Cool whip.
Quip.
Would you prefer foliage?
Foliage?
Foliage.
Foliage? Okay. Yes.
Foliage.
Foliage.
It's French.
It's French. Foliage. It's French.
Sounds like a perfume. For a night in the jungle, wear foliage.
All right. He's going to fly 60, roughly, 40 across over our group, and then up 20. And I guess... technically, you guys can all see what he has done.
Yep.
So I guess we'll remain in initiative at this point. Ronan, what do you want to do?
I want to shoot it again twice.
I bet you would.
It's an 18.
18. And I guess technically I'm still...
Oh, sorry. It's a 19.
Still flat-footed?
Yep.
You can't see him, so yeah, you're... Unless it has uncanny dodge, it's flat-footed to his attack.
Okay. Yeah, that's going to hit.
3 points.
Okay.
That's a 20, and that's 6 points of damage.
Okay.
See, Ronan, this thing's not so bad.
That's good.
He doesn't even hear you. He's just, like, laser-focused.
Meta, what do you want to do?
There's really not a whole lot I need to do anymore. Meta will move towards the edge of the fog.
Okay.
And just kind of, I guess, prepare if the thing gets within 30 feet of her. She'll spit at it.
Not the spit. Not that. Not the spit. Please.
Or you're moving away from it.
Well, I've seen it fly from one side of the fog to the other, right. So I'm anticipating it flying back.
Right.
Who knows?
Way, yay, 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 ting. Anticipating. I'm not that great of a singer right now. That would make it, unless you've got anything else.
No, move and are readied.
Jarwin's turn.
Jarwin is going to draw his bow and fire one arrow.
Because he can keep up his dance while he's doing this, so I'm imagining him dancing while doing this, and it's very amusing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad you're enjoying this. That's going to be a 28 to hit.
Yes.
Devil in red is dancing with me.
It's be 5
cheek
damage.
To cheek.
Okay.
Actually, I'm kind of picturing, like, Rump Shaker.
Yeah, Jarwin's over there twerking as he's trying to aim this bow.
That's Jarwin's turn.
Okay. You got a shot off, you hit. Did you move? Did you want to move?
Nope.
Okay.
Move action to draw the bow.
Damn. What do you think? Whoa. That's pretty bold.
That's ballsy, Tam.
What the fuck?
She loses some dice again.
Yeah, I don't know why, but every time my cord like touches my dice, they go flying everywhere. So anyway, Tam moves the opposite direction of Meta and out of the fog, 5 feet away, but way below the Red Mountain Devil. That's her move action. As a free action, she goes, "Oi! Fuck face!" And then prepared action to stab this thing should it come within range.
All right.
And I'm going to point out I moved 25 feet.
25?
Yep.
Okay. Sounds good. Now that would bring us to Artie.
Artemis is going to move forward next to Tam, but still in the concealing mist, directly under and to a little to the side of the Red Mountain Devil, and he is going to shoot up 60 feet
his
boat.
That's pretty good.
I'm locking that one a lot better than the last one, let me tell you.
What's the damage there, Artie?
Well,
I saw the die roll.
We got a 24 to hit, and we got a total of 8 points of damage.
8, you say?
Yes, with a sneak attack, because he couldn't see it coming.
How far away is the in the air?
Is that working on bows, dude?
It's 60 feet up.
Wow.
Well, but I only get D4s with the arrow and the bow, because I'm an archer.
Do you have the thing to extend your sneak attack range?
Oh, shit, I forgot it's 60 feet. That would just be 3.
4.
Just 3 damage?
Well, 4 with the bard song.
4, okay. So the sneak attack didn't
attack. Thanks, fun killers. Players, thank you.
The sneak attack damage didn't go because the distance.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Closing round 2 is me. And that's exactly what's going to happen. Did you see that? I'm going to dive bomb Tam.
That was miraculous. Folks at home, what you didn't see is when
you're prepared, we'll go off.
Yep.
Britt turned the table. The Red Mountain Devil leaped off of the little stanchion that it's on and fell almost on Tam's mini. It was perfect.
Yeah, so I can 5 foot step as part of my prepared action since I still have the extra movement. Okay. And now I'm back in the mist.
Okay.
It'll still get its attack technically, but I'm now in the mist, so I have concealment and I'm going to stab at it.
And my percentage chance will be 50?
20.
20, okay.
Very sneaky.
What do you got?
20 versus Flatfoot.
20 versus Flatfoot is a hit. What's the D?
16 damage.
16?
Yeah, which includes some cold damage, if that makes a difference.
Okay, thank you for the extra intel. It all goes through.
16? And DM, I have a question.
Yes.
What is the movement rate on the Mad Red Mountain Devil? Because he was 60 feet up, and he swooped down 60 feet.
Was he 60 up?
Oh, yeah. Yes, yeah. Because that's why I didn't get my sneak attack.
That's right.
What's his fly speed?
It is 60.
So he can swoop down, attack, and then swoop back up.
Right.
Yeah. Ah, bummer.
Yep.
Now, he will have to move from where he's at because he can't go straight down and straight up.
Yep.
But
he can go down and then
over and out.
Go down and over. Yeah.
But you do get your attack on me still if he still
touches. Yeah, I guess I should roll for...
Well, you can do cover? Either way for...
No, cover. What
percentile.
Is it?
Concealment.
Concealment, thank you.
Yep.
All right. I like the high numbers. Let's see if I can... So 51 and up, right?
No.
1 to 20 is a
miss. Oh, it's 120. I don't know why I had 50 stuck in my brain. Sorry.
I mean, if you want it to be 50, that's fine.
Right. So a 53
is a hit.
We'll beat the concealment.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. You still got to hit him.
I figured I'd get the disqualifiers out of the way first, you know, and then see if I can hit you. How about a 24?
Oh, yeah.
Ouch.
Okay. For later. All right. You guys are more... astute and more practiced and experienced with the stat blocks. When it says bite and two claws, I'm sure we've done this before. If you're just doing one attack, it's the bite, right?
Yeah, it's whatever one's listed first.
Yeah. Okay. Just checking. That will be 8 points, sir. Ma'am. Whatever.
Tam.
Right?
Sir, ma'am, Tam.
It was a drive-by, fly-by, whatever.
Unless it wants to try and grab me, of course.
No, I think this is more of a glancing blow kind of deal.
Damn.
Yeah, I know you're disappointed. So since we established that it has to travel away and only slightly up, I'm going to say he's probably about 20 feet in the air at this point. Oh, wait, give me perception, Tam. That's something I want to talk about, too.
19
on the flying creature as it was coming down to eat you and you were stabbing it. 19 perception. Do you have knowledge nature?
Negative.
Okay, but you did extensive drawings of the first one.
Yep.
Okay. You'll notice that the genitalia is different on this one.
This one's an Audi.
Right?
So did actually, did it mushroom stamp him on his way by?
This one is Sergeant Dangler.
So now he's where he is. What did I say? 20 feet in the air?
20 feet in the air, yep.
Okay. And he's about, what, 30 feet away-ish? 35? Well, not even that, actually. He's about 25 away. Okay. That will conclude its turn. Top of round three, we have Ronan.
5 foot step. And Ronan's like, die, you shit-sucking devil! And I'm going to shoot it twice.
Okay, shoot it.
That's a 25 to hit.
25 is going to hit my non-flat-footed.
Okay, and 3 points of damage?
Three.
It's still flat-footed to him. Concealment.
Oh, you're right. You're absolutely right. Okay, 3 points?
Yes, and for the next attack, it's 14.
14. Just under. So sorry. That's a good shot, though. Jarwin. No, I'm sorry. Meta's turn.
Yep.
Seeing as her companions are enticing it to the other side, Meta will move to the other side of the fog, just inside it, look towards Tam and, are you okay?
I mean, I'm bleeding, but, you know, I'll survive. I've taken worse falling out of trees.
That's a double move for Meta to get there.
Great. All right. So, anything else for Miss Meta?
No, the double move to get there, so there's not much else you can do.
Okay.
She is still inside the fog for the time being.
Okay, everybody's in the fog right now, right? So, Jarwin, moving on up.
Jarwin's going to move 20 feet towards the edge of the fog and then fire one bow missile at it.
Yeah, it's kind of like a human shield to protect Ronan from the looks of it at the moment.
Jarwin is probably going to miss. That's going to be a 14.
Yep, sorry. Move and attack. That's it for you, right?
Yep, still sustaining song.
Okay, Tam.
Worked so well last time, Tam steps back out of the mist.
Oi! Fuck face!
And, like, shakes wherever, like, you know, let's say it cut her in the shoulder. She, like, you know, shoves some of the blood out, you know, get it nice and fresh, get the scent out, and prepares another attack once it comes within range.
Okay.
And how many feet did you move?
5 feet.
Five.
Yep. But point of interest, I can't use an actual move action like to draw a dagger like I want to, because then I would lose the ability to 5 foot step. So
it's kind of like the hokey pokey at the moment, isn't it?
Yep. Let's you said this thing's not too intelligent. Let's see just how wise it is.
All right, so then make it Artie's turn.
How high is it in the air now?
20. I believe I said 20.
Yeah. Yep,
it's still out of 30 foot range.
And how far away from it am I?
You are 30 feet on a flat angle. And then it's 20 feet up.
Okay. So I'm slightly out of range by calculating the hypotenuse of the right triangle from where I am to where that is. That would, with a 20-foot A leg and a 30-foot B leg, that would give me an hypotenuse or a C leg of 36.05.
So close. I was going to say it's close, but it's just a little bit too far.
If you move 10 foot, you'd be in range.
So close. But I would be outside of the...
The fog, yeah.
Oh, the fog, right? Yeah. That defeats the whole purpose.
You could just wait for it to come back.
Yep. No, it's too far away from any point in the fog.
If you fire,
well, here's what I'm going to do. I am going to knock an arrow. Okay. I'm going to draw it back to my ear, and I'm going to wait for it to swoop down upon Tam, and I'm going to shoot it when it gets inside of 30 feet from me.
Okay.
I will end this.
Good plan.
I appreciate how you're aiming it at me.
For all intents and purposes,
you are
the Red Mountain Devil.
That's right.
Mm. All right, so that's everybody in the clan here, so it makes it my turn.
Come on, take the bait, you lover.
Eat me! Eat me!
That's a great line from Tommy Lee Jones.
Yep. Yeah, for such a reserved character to do that, very funny.
Yeah, he's got different ideas. He's going up and away about 20 more feet of altitude, about 25, 30 feet more away. So, round three. Oh, that was a round three. Four.
This is round four.
Any actions for Ronan?
I'm going to shoot it twice.
You don't say.
Your range increment is now in the second, so you'll take a minus two.
How far up is it?
Damn it, rewind the tape. Another 20, so I think is what I 40. Said.
Yeah.
40 feet up.
Yeah.
Okay, my range is 100 feet.
Oh, you have a longbow?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you had a short bow.
No.
It's just short for you because well, he's small.
It's that's kind of a medium bow because he's a Gripply, but yeah.
When you die, can I give that to me daughter?
When you when? Die.
That's a 23 to hit it. No, 23. Sorry, 24.
24, yep.
All right, that's 3 points of damage.
Meta, what do you got?
Hang on, I got another shot.
Oh, damn it. All right.
He gets another shot.
That is a 21.
Yes.
6 points of damage.
Okay. All right, Jarwin?
No.
Meta.
There we go.
Let's go with Meta.
Oh, look, guys. It naturally decided to leave us alone and is fleeing. We don't need to worry anymore. Meta will delay.
Kill it with fire. Kill it!
Kill it!
Don't let it get away!
Jarwin.
Jarwin will fire another arrow.
Hit it with the lightning thing.
No, that's a
waste
of a lightning.
I think we're going to need that in that building.
Oh, that's a natural 20.
Oh, nice.
You can confirm.
I am not going to confirm.
Aw, you suck again.
Even with it being flat-footed?
No, I rolled a 3 on the dice.
What are you using? Your Cestus?
Short bow. I wish I could hit a 77 foot away.
Heightened long arm.
6 damage.
You're shitting me.
6 exactly.
Is that all I needed?
Sorry, 7 with my Bard song.
And it's 40 feet up, so it's going to take fall damage.
Yay! This is how you do it!
Is it still alive?
46 falling damage.
Not for long.
46 falling damage.
About not 46.
4d6?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not 4d6.
I said it quickly. I'm sorry.
I know. I'm being snarky as well.
You are, asshole.
Shut up, Joe. Quit it.
Hang on.
Damn, he's being mean to me.
So?
I can't believe it died that fast, if I'm honest.
It's not dead.
Excellent.
Yet.
It will be shortly.
Probably. So, Meta's going to... Are we out of initiative?
We can be, if you'd like, yeah. Out of initiative.
Well, if you got something else attacking.
No.
All right.
Yeah, we're good.
Meta's going to rush over and cast Stabilize.
Okay. Don't look at me. Tam is staying out of this. She wants it dead, but she also doesn't want Meta to be super disappointed at the fact that we literally kill everything.
It's a ranged touch, right?
No, it's just a range.
It's just range. 30 feet plus 5.
Can she get there before I shoot it again?
I don't know. How quickly do you shoot it again?
I imagine you could
probably
shoot
not.
How quickly do you shoot it again was the question.
Don't forget it's prone, so it gets a bonus to its AC versus your attacks.
Immediately?
Well, if we're going to do that, we're going to be in initiative again.
And move back, and we'll stay in initiative.
So, yeah.
So that was Jarwin's turn. He brought it
down. But now.
Go ahead and shoot at it.
That was Jarwin's turn. Meta had pulled herself out, right?
Yeah. And then so Meta comes back in from delay.
Okay. So you can do your move.
You can double move over there.
Also, I don't think it's actually that far out.
Why can't you double move?
Because when you tipped it over, you put it another like 20, 30 feet out.
At which point?
What now?
When you tipped the Red Mountain Devil over,
it was right there.
Yeah.
Well, it was one square over that way.
No, when I tipped it over, that's where it landed, I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was right there.
Would it have still gone that far?
Yeah, it could have.
Because it was gliding.
Because it was in action.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so I need someone who can see the grids. How far away am I?
That's what I want. I want it in the water.
It's in the water, Pete.
I get that.
Okay, we're just making sure because colors, yeah. 75 feet away from Meta is the critter in the water.
All right, so then I would double move because I can't quite reach it. I believe that's another 20 feet. So Meta will double move towards it.
I have a question, too. Jarwin, now that you've taken it down, do you continue your performance?
It lingers anyways.
Here's the thing, guys. Where it landed, it has gone below the water.
It goes sploosh.
Okay.
Now we can't loot his body. Damn it, Jarwin.
I don't believe it has pockets.
Well, I think about the javelin. Everything that has a prison pocket. I'm just like... I think we looted the body.
Hey, everything has prison pockets.
I mean, not literally everything, but most things.
So, Meta double moves.
Okay. And you see it sink into the water.
Okay.
Okay. So then it would be Tam's turn.
Tam sees it fall and then sees Meta, quote-unquote, sprint past, and she starts thinking back to this play that she used to watch a lot as a kid about lifeguards and and red bikinis.
I'll be ready.
And shakes her head a bit and just goes, all right, well, I don't know what's going on, but I'll go.
Slow motion running on the beach.
And that's a double move for Tam to get up next to Meta.
All right. Yeah, that would make it Artie's turn.
For crying out loud, Meta, it's in the water. It sank. You can't save everything. I mean, are you going to dive in there and try to give it mouth to mouth? Are we really doing this? Artemis does not sprint. Artemis does not run. He trudges dejectedly after the two females. Double move.
You're going to get so much sand in your boots.
I know, but it just fits my whole thing.
I know
thing
I can't
now.
Save everything, but I can save some things. Like that dragon we just saw earlier.
Yeah, good job on that one. You did great. Trudge, 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 trudge.
I'm imagining Tam still thinks she's the one who killed it, not Artemis. So she just zips her mouth shut.
Which is awesome.
Artemis?
Yeah.
Okay.
Holy shit.
Yeah, Artemis.
Artemis stabbed it after I stabilized it.
Oh, right, the dragon. I was thinking you did it.
I totally ganked it and wasn't seen.
They both did.
Yeah.
Oh, I totally missed that.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the thing.
See,
like Artemis
even
did
you
it.
Missed it.
Oh, right, because you did a stealthily.
It was an awesome roll.
Yeah, that's right.
And when everybody went to investigate the nest, Tam was just like, do-do-do, stab.
I'm helping.
All right. I did my turn, so... Round five, running.
Can I 5 foot step and then run?
No,
that's not a thing.
How far can I move? I can move double my moves right then. What? I can move through friendlies.
Double move. What's a run? 15. Is that
run is times four, no obstructions, even friendlies,
and
straight line only.
Straight line only. Yeah. All right. So yeah, you kind of set it. Your double move. Yeah. In this scenario. All right. So that's it for you. Double move.
Ronan double moves. He's still behind the pack a little.
Okay.
Like 5 feet behind for the listeners.
Short little frog legs.
This is kind of a weird scenario. Now, you players can know this, but the characters can't. See, last turn, I actually stabilized. Critical 20. Nat 20 on that.
Yeah, too bad that doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, I know.
Since it's underwater.
Yeah. That's the thing.
Well, it's unconscious.
It's unconscious.
It's unconscious. So does he take damage?
Three rounds and you're dead.
Yeah.
Okay. So...
Well, actually, no. It'd be faster than that because first round you go unconscious.
Yep.
So,
but if you're already unconscious...
Yeah, you'd go to drowning, third round. And technically, second round you go to drowning, third round you're dead. Yep. So if you're already unconscious...
Then it'd be second round you're dead.
Yeah. Your mouth's... Like, your lungs are full of water.
Okay.
On the first round, and then third round you're dead.
Okay.
So it'd be...
So he's stable, but drowning... Yeah. And then if he gets another turn...
Stable, but drowning?
He's dead.
And then if he doesn't... If he's not out of the water next round, then he's dead the following round, right?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's spent now...
One round.
He spent one turn in there, already unconscious, so he's got the drowning.
So that's round one, drowning.
Well, that's... My argument is that we skip round one, because he's already unconscious.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So he's already round two, drowning. So he'll be dead next round.
Yeah, on his next turn, yes.
Yeah, he'll be dead.
Okay. That makes sense to me.
Meta's crying.
Meta still has hope. She
false hope.
Ain't going to make it, but she still has hope.
False hope. Well, she's going to cast Levitate on it.
Has this thing sunk to the point where we can't see it?
It's weird because it's only about 10 feet deep right here.
Okay.
Where it's at, 10 feet away from the shore here. So, yeah, I would say it's out of view.
Okay. Well, I mean, that tells us it's deep enough that it's sinking underwater, not just like, hey, it hit a... Because it wouldn't sink in a tide pool, for instance, because it's a pool, but it's like a foot and a half deep.
Right.
So that answers my question.
And what you may not know is, okay, because I couldn't fit it all on one fucking map, this stretch of sandbar or whatever stretches back and around and reconnects with the cliff over here. Okay, so this is all self-enclosed over here.
Okay.
All the water.
Does not connect to the ocean.
At the moment, no. That's the point, yeah. That was my turn, basically figuring out what the hell's going to happen to the Chupacabra.
Well, Ronan moved, so then that would take us to Jarwin.
No, that would take us to Tam.
No, Ronan did a double move last turn.
Not Tam, that would take us to Meta.
Well, who goes after Ronan on the initiative? Because Ronan just went, he was the last turn.
Jarwin does now.
Okay.
Because
you
I delayed
delay, right?
And came back in.
Right.
Did you come in after
me
or before
I moved Meta in initiative
I
order.
Came back in after
Oh, you came in after me, okay.
You're the only one that hasn't moved.
Okay, so then Jarwin would just follow, and that would be his turn.
What's everybody looking at?
Yeah, but like, what are you guys doing?
Tam's response is, I don't know. Meta came running out here. I figured she had a plan.
Okay.
I'm just wanting to make sure she doesn't dive into that pool with her armor on and sink to the bottom trying to save this thing.
Are we just like confirming that it's dead?
No, I think she's trying to give it mouth to mouth underwater. I'm not sure. Just watch her so she doesn't dive in.
Meta, seriously? Come on.
Ronan's got a battle cry.
a battle pee, is that what you said?
You say battle cry, I say hard on.
Cloaca hard on?
Now it's Meta's turn.
It should be Meta's turn, yes.
Ba-boom, ba-boom.
Titties.
You jump in the water?
She runs and jumps in the water.
Okay, where you're at there, it's about 5 foot deep already.
All right, so I'm resting on my chest cushions.
Uh-huh. no, you are wearing medium armor. You are not floating anywhere except down.
GM, can I grab this thing's head and shove it up above the water?
You could.
It's...
Did you double try? Move?
Wouldn't it sounds like a grapple check, doesn't it?
Did he double move?
Well, it's unconscious, and it's also 10 feet down, you said, right?
Yeah.
I think Kurt's questions are very relevant.
What did Kurt say? It is a double move for me to get there. I technically have 5 foot of movement left.
Yeah, you got nothing left, don't
if do you? Have 5 foot of movement left, you could try an acrobatics check to move 5 foot further on your jump into the water. You can. I'm just saying
you still wouldn't have enough actions to grab it.
You would have enough actions, but you would be in the square you wanted to be in.
And you'd be 10 feet underwater in medium armor.
Yeah.
That would be bad.
No, I'm just saying if that's what he wanted to do, he could try that.
Oh, it's not what he wants to do. It's what she's doing because she's in the water.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, she'll try to roll the acrobatics.
You only need a 6 or better.
How's a 2?
That means you're in the... That means you... Yeah.
That means this is way too good.
I got him!
Splash! Sploosh!
I knew she was going to do that.
You're going to be cleaning sand out of your bra for like a week.
I hear that sucks.
I can imagine.
Why? Well,
here's the thing. At this point, that positions Meta perfectly to see what happens next.
Yes.
A shark swims up behind the chupa, grabs hold, and keeps swimming.
So how far does it go?
Away. Off the fucking board.
The circle of life is complete.
Yep.
Are you sure it didn't grab Meta?
Just be glad it's a shark and not an Adaro.
You want to get a picture of that?
A Adaro.
Tam's going to, quote-unquote, take her term during this. Okay. She's going to kind of look back at Ronan and be like, it's going to drown. It would really help, like, a lot of the social tensions if you just let it drown. It's going to die, and this way she won't be specifically pissed at you.
Who's got the rope?
And you see, and Ronan, he stops. He hears what he says, but his eyes don't move. He's focused on where that thing went in the water.
Darwin is going to repeat again. Who's got the rope?
I don't have any.
Well, I have a rope that I did not use specifically because I didn't want to leave it
on
the bridge.
Can you get that out, please? We have a heavy, heavy person drowning in the water currently.
Oh, she can just stand up. She's
it's 10 foot deep out there.
No, she's in 5 foot of water.
No, she's in a 10 foot deep.
No, one more square out is 10 foot
deep. Oh, I thought you said it was all 10
foot
deep.
Oh, I thought so too, yeah.
My mistake then.
Yeah, she's 5 foot. But her eyes were underwater so she could see what's going on. It was the important part.
Ah.
And, you know, you can claim the red eyes are from the salt water and not from the crying.
Exactly.
So, are we have initiative now, GM?
I guess so.
So, Meta will stand up, wipe her face off, and go, well, the circle of life is complete. Too bad it was an endangered species, but as long as it was a natural end.
Tim goes up and puts her arm around her shoulders and just, like, leads her back to the group. It's like, it's all right. It's all right. I'm sure you'll have a chance to save a different endangered species, like Gribbles. You could save those.
Oh, I got a question.
It's okay. I saved one creature today.
Is the cloud still centered on Meta?
No, that cloud doesn't move.
Okay.
Once it's set, it stays.
Okay, I forget.
Until it dissipates.
Darwin's going to ask, how do you know that those chupacabras were endangered species?
On this island, we've heard of two.
Not the time.
But that doesn't make any sense.
I didn't say it did. I said not the time.
All right, fair enough.
Granted, later. I mean, without its mate, it probably would not have... There were no eggs in the nest. It would have just died on its own, so... This way, it It's served a purpose.
Yeah, if it'll make you feel better, why don't you work magic arts on this giant hole in my shoulder?
Oh, yes. It did bite you.
Is anybody else actually hurt? Instead of burning your spells?
Seven.
Never mind.
Too late.
Artemis just shakes his head and starts putting the rope back in his backpack.
All right.
So there's a shipwreck.
Ship over there.
Mm-hmm. Should we try this again?
Yes. Let's go and check that out.
Let's go over there where it's only a 5-foot step. And Jarwin can't fail that acrobatics to get across, so I'll go across with that. Hey, Artemis, can I borrow that rope to help you guys get across this?
Remember?
Remember? And he takes the backpack off again and starts to get the rope back out.
Do you remember me telling you I had to condense this map?
Yes, but I don't remember the specifics.
Yeah, well, that's not just 5 feet, babe. So that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, well, that's fine. If it's, is it 10 feet?
It is 85.
Oh, 85. I'm going to throw Ronan with the rope and hope.
Throw the halfling. Oh, guys, apparently there's sharks in this water. So well,
it is an ocean, so.
It's not connected to the ocean.
Oh, it's not?
No, we already established that.
Man, I missed a lot of stuff when I was spacing out.
There are sharks in this water.
Them are hungry sharks.
Well, hungry anymore.
It took the what?
It took the Red Mountain Devil.
Oh, nice.
Better than hungry hippos.
Yeah, that's true. Hippos are nasty.
So we should probably have Ronan go in first and see what happens.
How well made is that nest?
Driftwood. I mean, it's not.
But how tight?
No.
No.
It's very, very, very loose. It's not going to be a raft, no.
How far across is the little...
little space over there.
Between us and the ship.
You're looking at... Okay, yeah. That's slimmest part there. That's really 15.
Okay.
Well, so it's 15 feet.
That. Yeah, that's your minimum.
Yeah, I can still make that. That's fine.
Okay, so just going back to what you said earlier, and I think this might be relevant.
Yes.
You said that green actually comes all the way around that little lagoon where the shark and the Red Mountain Devil was and comes over this way.
No, what I said was the yellow goes around and connects with the green.
This yellow goes around and connects with that green.
Yeah, off map, that's what happens.
Okay, does this yellow connect with that yellow?
No, but we could go back up to the green up there and then trail down the cliff to the yellow and take that, but that doesn't seem very exciting.
Yeah, I'd rather have fun with ropes and swimming and jumping and stuff.
Yeah, I'm just going to take a run and jump across that. It's only 15 feet.
Yeah.
How deep is it?
Deep enough for a shark.
Well, it's deep enough for a shark over there.
It's open to interpretation, really. Well, what's... Sadly. So...
How big of a difference?
How does our GM interpret it on the depth of the water over in that region?
That's a good question. Right there? Specifically. Yeah, you're looking at...
Can I see the bottom?
Probably about 10 feet altogether at the deepest.
So is it just like the sand just goes into the water, or is there a cliff that drops?
Like a drop-off, yeah.
Okay, so there is a bit of a drop-off, 5 foot, 10 foot, what?
It's like...
Oh, okay, that's not that big of a deal then.
I'm so going to take a run and jump.
I'll take a run and jump across with the rope. And you said it's 15 feet?
Yes.
Sweet. I get a 14.
It's the only way you could have failed.
Can I do a reflex save to grab the ledge on the other side?
What I mean, I said I was going to jump with him and I got a 23, could I grab him and pull him out of the water?
You got a 23?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fine. I think you misunderstood what I meant.
Oh.
With how the... Here's water.
Right.
It's a pretty steep drop, and then back up. The sand on the other side is still roughly level with where you're at.
Oh, yeah, I totally missed the what you're saying.
In between.
Oh,
okay. It's like a gully.
Yeah, that's not that
or
big
a
deal.
Or a canal.
Though. Okay, gotcha.
More of a canal, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's not that big of a deal. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, cool. You fall in.
Big deal. I get back
it's
out.
It's 10 feet.
Yeah.
Okay. That looked easy enough. Yeah. My turn.
Well, hopefully we've got a rope for you. We've got a rope for you.
Come around.
We've got a rope for you to pull you across.
Excellent.
So we're gonna pull him across. Her pull Meta across with the rope.
I think it's called fishing.
Yes.
Cat fishing.
Anybody else? Shark fishing. Anybody else need assistance getting across?
Tam doesn't. She jumps over Meta while she's being towed.
And Rona can just jump and glide across, right?
Yeah, but I don't even have to glide.
He's a frog. He just jumps.
Yeah, oh, okay. So you're pretty much the same level. is where you want to be, so gliding's not going to really help you there.
I got a 22 anyway.
All right.
Ribbit.
Cool. Walk on water right across.
Sweet. All right, let's go water over to that ship.
Wow, you guys made that look and much easier than it was.
I automatically have a...
Is there another thin area to get across over to the boat, or is it just we're going to have to swim anyways?
Yeah, this is where it gets a little tricky.
So what kind of distance are we talking here?
It's tricky, rock around, to rock around, and this all the time is tricky.
That's a great video game, by the way. That's a great video game, SSX Tricky. Awesome snowboarding game.
All right.
Great song, too.
You are facing... a shipwreck.
And I want to get into the shipwreck before we end, damn it.
The front two-thirds of a wrecked ship lies upon the rocks here. Its bow is mostly submerged, but its ruined midsection propped up on a ridge of slimy rocks. The sides of the wreck are thick with seaweed and barnacles, and dozens of crabs clatter around the deck. Oh, I'm sorry, this is supposed to be Crab Lagoon, not Cove. I don't know what the difference is.
A lagoon is a lagoon and a cove is a cove.
You're so helpful.
Thanks.
I like Crab Cove better because it's more literate.
Yeah, it's got the double C action going.
Better alliteration.
Mm-hmm. Yes, literally.
But hey, at least we fought the creature from the Crab Lagoon.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's a better, even
also,
better
alliteration. Also, I gotta wonder, what the fuck's on the Red Mountain?
I know, right?
Obviously, it's neither of the Red Mountain Devils.
Yeah.
Or maybe there is. Maybe there's.
Maybe there's
an actual devil.
A Red Mountain Devil.
Maybe the Red Mountain is a literal devil.
That would be awesomely terrifying.
It's the Red Mountain Devil.
Oh, the mountain itself is the devil.
Yeah. Yeah, or it's just been like slumbering for so long it doesn't move.
Yeah. Or it's a devil that just lives on Red Mountain.
Yeah, maybe. There was a book series I used to read that that talked about dragons are functionally immortal, but as they get older, they sleep more and more.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a mountain range that they started trying to mine it, and they quickly discovered that it wasn't a mountain range. It was just a bunch of dirt and stone that grew up over a dragon that is so large and had been sleeping for so long.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Nice.
It was neat.
To perhaps try to mine into it.
The devil is what we bring with us.
Or maybe Meta's the devil.
Nah.
So far, it seems like it.
She hasn't exactly gone around killing everything that they come in contact with.
I've been trying to save evil things, though.
Everything has a right to exist.
I don't think these things are evil. They're just neutral predators.
I think we had a conversation about some things just need killing, if I remember right.
Yep.
But that conversation more had to do with the cannibals.
Yeah.
Right.
And things that weren't bright enough to change their ways.
Right. But a blood-sucking flying demon thing, not good.
Yes, and we killed that thing. This thing wasn't blood-sucking, it just bit.
It's brain-sucking. It's a chupacabra.
It doesn't do blood-sucking on its first attack. It has to grapple first.
Right. I mean, there was definitely blood-sucking coming down the line should have Tam succumbed to its attacks.
Well, not to play devil's advocate, but just because it sucks blood doesn't necessarily mean it's evil. Mosquitoes suck blood, but they're just mosquitoes.
Oh, those little buggers are evil.
They're annoying, but they're just bugs.
They can be evil, especially if they bite you in tender spots. It's not fun. And the ones in Sargava are unusually sized.
I spent some time in Magnamar. I've seen sturges.
But yeah, about that size. But the mosquitoes.
Creepy.
Yes, and they're evil. Just saying.
Are you talking mouse? Mosquitoes of unusual size?
Yeah. Yes. The M-O-R-U-S's.
M-O-R-U-S.
They sound like a B-17 when they fly in.
All right. So you got a bunch of crabs crawling around on the deck. You got seaweed, barnacles. You're looking at probably 15 feet away from you to get to the deck. You see it's kind of slimy with everything. And what that translates to is an increased acrobatics check.
Hold on. You said the deck is covered in crabs crawling around?
Yeah. There's crabs here and there. Seaweed.
Be quiet, Meta.
Barnacles.
Meta cast a spell.
All right.
Speak with animals.
All right.
And then calls out, "Excuse me there, Sir Crabs. Is there anything of interest on that ship?"
Meta, why are you clicking?
Food, 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 food.
Yeah,
mine.
Food.
Mine.
Are there things that you don't eat on that ship that have been there for a while? Like hard things? Long things?
Hard? I mean, like beats on his own shell. Hard?
Wow.
Long?
Hard like that, but not attached to you.
Mithril sex toy?
Wow.
The mithril, it's an adamantine dildo.
The mithril Dan.
This is not going to get any better.
An upgraded Steely Dan.
Why don't you use adjectives like shiny?
Shiny
sparkly.
Things. Sparkly? You know.
Sharp.
Hard, long,
shiny, sparkly,
thick, girthy,
girthy,
rainy,
moist,
engorged,
mushroom shaped.
Shut up.
Better just starts breathing hard.
In common. Tam, can you pull your sword out and hold it up? Have you seen things like this on that ship?
What are you holding up? I'm sorry.
Apparently, my short sword.
Your short sword? No, I haven't seen anything like that.
Are there boxes?
What's a box?
It's it's an enclosed square.
What the fuck is a square?
You're asking crabs to do geometry. Realize this.
Thank you for your time. Are there predators on that ship we should worry about?
What's a predator?
Is there things on that ship that try to eat you?
They eat me?
Or your kind?
I saw an octopus here once.
But not recently. Like him. Okay. And would you allow us permission to board your ship without attacking us?
Sure.
Thank you. We're good to go on the ship. In common.
Because crabs never lie.
No, the crabs just want food.
They aren't sure if there's anything we might be
interested in. That's what they said at the clinic.
Jarwin's going to look to Artemis and say, what the fuck is all this clicking clacking bullshit? Let's go.
Yeah.
Well, did you like ask over. Their permission or something?
Yes, they're good with us coming aboard.
And what would you think we would have done if they said no?
Attack them.
I don't think attacked them unless they tried Artemis to pinch us.
Artemis takes out the grappling hook,
them.
Hands it to Jarwin who has the rope.
Ties it on there. Jarwin got a 30 acrobatics to jump over to the ship.
Okay.
He's going to look at the grappling rope, the grappling hook that he has in his hand and thought, well, maybe I could have used that before I jumped over. But fuck it, it's too late now. And then he's going to attach it to the ship.
Yeah, just to put it, fix it to the, yes.
And then good. Throw yes. the rope back over.
Thank you.
He all ties right. the rope off, throws the grappling hook back.
Bing! Ow!
I will belay the rope to allow the rest of the party to go over first.
You're going
to
anchor?
Yeah.
All right. Sounds like a plan. And so...
Do I need a roll of any kind, or can I just grab a hold and pull myself across?
Pull yourself across, that's fine. But once you hit the deck, I want you to make a roll.
A roll for what?
See if you slip or fall or not.
Okay. Sploosh. Shall I try again?
For acrobatics, what'd you get?
5.
Shit, yeah. Even with the rope,
oh,
that's
there
fine.
We go.
Yeah.
16.
16? Okay, yeah, you're good. You're good. It looked like you were going to slip there for a second.
Question, GM.
Yeah.
Is this ship a little short thing, or is it going to be a few?
It's going to be a few, and once everybody's over, we're going to have to resume this next time on Shield Bash. Thank you for listening. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye.
Shield Bash is made in association with Knights of the Octagon and Farmageddon Gaming Convention. Find us online at shieldbash.net, on Facebook at Shield Bash, on Twitter at Bash Shield, and on YouTube at Shield Bash. Music by Lee Rosevier. Serpent Skull and Pathfinder are the property of Paizo Publishing Incorporated. Leave a comment on iTunes for a chance to hear us read it out on the podcast. Questions and comments can be sent to shieldbashpodcast@gmail.com.